Good morning. It is July 19, 2014. The time is 06:15 a.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State where I live and reside on this Saturday morning out on the back screened-in porch with the coffee, getting a positive start to the day. It is, of course, a work day for me at the day job. And what am I going to talk about this morning? Oh, yeah, that's right. Adio. Adio has been somewhat quiet here of late. I think their last thing that they were doing, they were in Barcelona. I think I booed about that. And I also, I'm not sure how to check, but they did have something they created for a festival called Lift, which is ending, I guess, or ended on the 14th of this month, or was it last month? But I did see a tweet from Lyft that they're wrapping up, I guess, for this summer's festival that they put on, 21 venues or something like that. I did see them put up some stats on a graphic there that was pretty interesting and was... But their festival there, they had a application, I guess you could say, that, yeah, it was an app because I downloaded it over on my iPad mini called Radio Lift, that Adio, that's radio without the R, I guess, created for them. Neat little app. It basically created a platform to collect all their content into one location off of what looks like mostly SoundCloud, the SoundCloud platform. So what didn't really create any audio itself, but it did facilitate the gathering of that. Well, I'm recording this boo on my track phone, Android phone, Huey Glory, and I'm really just an update. I have it in hand. I've gone and used the data that's on here to check out some things and stuff, and I'm really enjoying having this. I should have got one of these a while back. But I found that I could not find Lyft Radio, the app that I'm able... I guess it's only iOS, and I think I knew that, but I just did a search anyway. And I think I did a VoiceBo on the fact that I can't find VoiceBo in the Google Play Store either. That I could see people that are strictly Android, why they would be a little bugged, because if that's their only system and they want to get these apps they hear about on Twitter and they're only on one operating system, it's, I don't know, it's not really a good thing, I guess, for the company because they're missing out. I'm not sure. I'm not a coder, so I don't know what the mechanics involved that when you're working with different operating systems. I know a little HTML, very, very basic, and a little MS-DOS. Do you remember that, MS-DOS? I took a couple courses on that back in the day, and when I was still in the service there, and computers were just coming into the fire stations and stuff. I was given the tag of computer expert just because of the little knowledge I knew. But I could see the frustration with the Android people. I'm not going to be overly critical, but I can understand now what they're talking about, seeing that I do have an Android platform here on my phone, my smartphone. And it is a smartphone compared to what I had before, even though it was, my LG 800 was okay, I guess. It did the job, and that's all I look for in a phone. This phone gives a little bit more. So, Adio has been quiet of late. I haven't seen anything on their Twitter or their Facebook or Google Plus or even, things out of the team there that where the status is, and we're more than halfway into the year I know they got started last, oh, was it last October? Beginning of November of last year, and I know it's one code at a time, but I would expect to see, I don't know, maybe I was wishful thinking and stuff like that. Maybe something will eventually come out, but on what platform? If it's just iOS, that's fine because I have that, but some of these companies and app developers, if they're just sticking with one thing, I think they're cutting themselves as far as maybe they just don't have the depth going into that arena as far as if they're on one platform, they can't go into the other. So just a few thoughts that I'm expanding my horizons in the Android area with this TracFone Huey Glory. I guess I'm starting to say that name right. Huey Glory. Huey spelled with a H. Or was it Wooey spelled with an H, I should say. But it's a nice little phone, and I'm definitely enjoying it. I'm going to finish my coffee here and get my day started. I will be monitoring now that I have a good platform to do so, even a little bit more in social network realms there. So you all have a good one today, wherever you may be. The best to you and also your families. And live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. Peace.